years old, and I just got here in the spring, and in New York yesterday, that's why you couldn't join us last time, but he is. And I reminded him, I told him, you were talking to him, and I said, I wanted to be sure that you understood that when I was on that, on the end date, on that chosen thing, that I had not, that I was to your position, as a treasurer and senator, or anybody else. We had a string of bags here, Congress and Tennis, and all sort of variety of reasons, but we're lying. My feelings about it are pretty, very strong, personal. I realize, let's start with this proposition, that everything we do with the Chilean government will be watched by other governments and revolutionary groups in Latin America as a signal as to what they can do and get away with. Therefore, I tend to be against doing anything more. The second thing is that I feel that, as you do, that it's American people at the appropriate time to vote in market in a goddamn strong position against one of these people. I should know that the universe is a lot of us for us to do that. Their problem, the thing that confuses them from time to time, is always have this thrown out to us, particularly the argument that is made by the state people, and it would be convincing except that they always make it. And that is, well, you're going to help them more than you hurt them by turning them down. The point being that you make martyrs of them, and everybody's watching this to see whether we're being fair and all that sort of thing. I told Henry this morning that I was a little tired of hearing that argument. Now, let's leave that and go to one other subject. Pakistan, as I implied, is terribly important to us. Nothing must happen to the IA or and I'd like to have longer, but at least we've got to look at. The second thing is that the Indians are pushing this. Keating is up here, and lobby in the Senate, even the Congress about coming off aid to Pakistan because of the variety of reasons why I want to get involved in that. First, it's a civil disturbance, civil war, so you've got nothing on our hands. Second, as far as the Indians are concerned, if they can't digest I don't know how the hell they can digest East End, and that's what they would have on their hands. Third, this is the part of the eye argument. The other thing is that with regard to the Indians, they are playing, and they've already done one of them. He went out there to get tickets from the position, and now he's become just like Bulls and all these other calls that go along, and they're going to get brainwashed. You know, and consider that he's going to turn the nation. This is not his considerations to personally. American private enterprise is now sold on the back of the Indians and the investors are going to somehow. I'm not surprised that anybody there is none. But apart from that, an indication of the Indian attitude is that John Cooper told us this morning that he does not get involved. This is why the Indian forum is here to badger him and all the lines of the Americans were trying to interfere in the elections out there. Well, first of all, I didn't give one ticker's damn how the election turned out. She was no good to me or any of her opponents. And second, if we were trying to interfere, we did it pretty stupidly because she won big. Third, it's like Allende, you know, trying to make us go to the assassination of the Christian Democratic Secretary of the Interior down there. First, if we were participating, we were just doing a goddamn poor job. And I just don't think we're pretty poor in the CIA, but not that poor. But nevertheless, coming back to the India-Pakistan thing, you were right, and Bill was wrong on the point that the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, particularly their staffs, I don't believe the Schweitzer and McNamara out of it, because they, I must say, they go along with their staff, but they our play with the role of God in judging not just the economic viability of loans, but whether or not loans should be made to nations as to, that frankly live up to the moral criteria that we think government should live up to. I don't think that has anything to do with the loan. The state argument there is that it does on the ground that that affects stability and so forth. You show me, on the other hand, in my view, if a loan is to be made, maybe a dictatorship is the most stable land country to make it to. And if it is, make it to a dictatorship. If, on the other hand, you show me some cesspool like some of these Latin American countries, like Colombia and the rest, that are trying to make it the other way, they may be very bad risks. The very fact that they are supposed to be very generous on these things. I frankly feel that on this loan system, it's extremely important for us to stay out. Well, let me put that when I say us, for the international lending agencies to get into this whole business of political nature. Now, I said some of these things last night, and I want you to know that that's the feeling. I want you to say a word about the Chilean thing, where it stands, and Bolivia, and where we go from here. It is very important that you keep it, and I haven't brought Pete Peterson in because he isn't yet sophisticated enough in this view, but I want to talk to him about his candidate is this. But it's very important that you know that when you've got one like this that you have that reaction on, I want you to know that you're riding high. But the way it comes to me is, see, I got a whole stack of papers in here. My views are strongly in this direction. Henry supports that position. I mean, not that he'd allow his views, I mean, he got natural supports money, but he doesn't matter conviction. But I'd like you to tell me how John's input did get in, that we did take into account of what we finally did.
Smart
and better response, right? very strong, yeah, very tough. Looking at the record, he, it must have this perception is not showed down, not necessarily out, that's correct. Now, on the two issues that I hear, one is the $5 million MMS bed, which it had been recommended that be used, that may be permitted to use as security on the $20 million commercial debt. Now, the president has approved what is in effect actually charge recommendation. And also mind that we don't agree with that, that we just give this $5 million and don't let the government at all. We can't do away with $5 million because we've already told them that that's what they've got. On the next day, saying the president had approved it, but we put a vote on that. Because now with this accusation against our being involved in the murder of a right-wing politician, which is really standing, this guy over on our side, he wasn't a opponent of our end. To say that we assassinated him is just, they assassinated
the communists, yeah.
Almost certainly the communists assassinated him. And I'm playing this like the Nazis played the Reichstag.
Exactly. It's a totalitarian.
Sure. So I think now that we, the disadvantage,
what should we do about 707? So
well, the problem is 707, we can write credit restrictions into it that will give us a hand, but it will then open the door for every other credit application to go to the bank. So
I have a more than 707s are really immaterial. There's some of the purpose KCF purpose or other purpose to be served. I have no argument with it now. To the extent that in any case we're going to continue to give them credit, that's where I think we can have some credit.
And that's the part of your argument that one can't deal with by just speaking about the restrictions on that particular loan. All the loan plans would almost certainly be used on a loan that's not secure.
I think we should turn it down.
Why don't we sit on it? We don't have to do anything.
All right.
Just don't accept the application. And now that they've accused us of assassinating their politicians, they are the ones that have made this lie. The argument that was made was that Allende had insisted that we were refusing these loans on political grounds, and the fear that state had was that we were that way giving them a pretext for a showdown. And
they didn't need a pretext. You're absolutely right. You'll take the pretext for the loss, and are you making one?
Well,
if one arises, neither God even make one.
I agree. So I think we should neither accept it nor reject it. If he gives us a good deal on the copper, we can then accept it.
He's not going to give you a good deal on copper. He's made a literacy, in effect, over the bills for the opiate that he's going to penalize. He's going to punish kindergarten and the commons. Just call him by name. Now, he didn't go outside T&T. But he did these two copper cuts. They said that, in fact, they raped the state. You know, they ravaged this land, they've taken from the people and made what the exploitation was.
He's
copper company.
He's bad news.
Well, this is going to cost us opium in terms of dollars. We have in Chile $300 million of guarantees. Cost the government $300 million because he's expropriated, he didn't pay for it. And he is now asked, and he's this smart, he's now asked what the guarantees are that cover his expropriation. So what he's going to do is he's either going to get the total value of the property now to about what the guarantees are, or let's pick up the whole task on the American company so that it costs him either. What he's going to get the first two is he's going to get
something.
So, I made my point, that's all I need.
Here's what we want to do, John.
Whatever
you want to do is this. Basically, this kind of thing normally we have through the Peterson Committee. Now, and actually, it would have come true. I want to set up a procedure whereby, if you would, I want you to. And just go on the basis of where send your guy, of course.
course, with your recommendation, but where does economic and political problems are involved at the highest level, when you should be, let's pick up the phone and ask Henry. Henry, I want you in your turn to ask him. You understand? We can have granted the economic judgment, but I'm also interested in the political judgment. And we're playing, well, not, let's talk about Bolivia then. How we feel about Bolivia.
Well, you know what's going on there. They're getting to move towards expropriation, too.
Yes, they've already done it in three cases.
Yes, and they're not trying to push our bread, but frankly, what I tell them, I'm doing two things.
You've got copper, you've got trash, you've got
exposure. We've got an investment of $750 million in Jamaica. We've got insurance of $465 million. We got $1.5 billion insured in Latin America alone. And we're already looking to pay out somewhere between $500 million and $700 million just to get things started. So at some point, we have to have an answer. Whatever your position is, that's going to be my position. But do we vote in the Inter-American Bank next week to go for the $19 million loan to go up and believe
it? There's no way you can do that.
Well, we'll try to delay it.
I think at a minimum we ought to delay it for a month and get this full issue looked at in the NSC procedure.
I sure agree. Yes, sir. Y'all, these things just come on us now. I approved one the other day. It was 8.6 million, well, believe me. It was a cattle deal. They're going to buy some Zebu cattle, but it's $8 million. And it helps them to that extent. And it only is the only prize we have on, the only lever we have on the system is at least if we can shut off their credit. Or shut off the markets for their commodities they produce or something, but we have to use it to impose some economic sanctions on them. You can't impose budget sanctions. But we can impose financial or economic sanctions. You see, here's the thing we face in Latin America. It seems to me that this virus spreads. We also have the problem that looking at the spending market, one of the reasons we raise by raising the much money is problems not built as money. Just getting somebody over there in the state that would take a hard-nosed view on this. As Andrew told John, the disaster area of the Latin American division of the State Department. In fact, I'll tell you, you remember old Henry Holland?
Sure.
He's a good manager. You know what this is all about. Latin American division of the State Department today is in a disaster area. They are in a disaster area. They're nice people. Myra could be measured, but down below, they aren't coming about.
But they have this ideological preference for disaster condition Democrats. And now, disaster condition Democrats very often agree with the communists on almost everything, except
war policy,
democratic procedures.
Sure.
And even those and the religion. And for example, Maya told me the other day that Somoza was, he told me full of pride. He had told Somoza that if he didn't liberalize his regime, he'd go the way of his father. But, you know,
when you said you can't say this, frankly, I don't want him to liberalize.
I hope he keeps it like it is.
My God, I would hope so. He's the only friend we've got then.
Yeah,
he's the American power.
So on issue after issue, we have had the president who's now invited the Brazilian president up here.
Medici.
Or the
final objection is safe.
But we have had to help him getting any sort of confidential exchange with the largest country in Latin America that's basically on our side.
Brazilians in the present time are going to be held quite with us about this fishing and rights business. Well, now on that, we've got to file our fishing rights statements on other things, but it's the last thing we need with Brazil.
Yeah.
You know, but the pure State Department wasn't keen on taking on some of these other countries who were giving us around the fishing rights. But Brazil, because it's a dictatorship, goddammit, they want to fight.
Which isn't even enforcing the regulation.
Oh, they just
promulgated them.
I see.
They promulgated them in a typically Brazilian way. They say that any ship that you seize after warning, or can be seized after warning, they always make sure
that
if they give the warning when the ship is ready to leave, they haven't yet done anything. We have told them to wait until October until, we've been forcing it until even Medici can be.
Yeah.
And so far, that's good.
We've got to play that there. Brazilian thing. We've got to keep Brazil strongly on our side and the hand of a strong, stable, conservative government. Now, I don't care whether Medici did it, the problem really in all these loans, Henry, is that I'm concerned about is a pretext or no pretext. He doesn't need it, I agree. Second, it's just the fact that if you start doing it, it's going to encourage others to go and do likewise. And I think John's point is that someplace along, maybe we ought to find a place to give some.
somebody in the ass. Now, you know, we didn't kick Belasco. Now, everybody says, now that was great. I'm not so sure. I'm just not so sure that we, you know, a lot of our laughs, it wasn't as good. You handled that just right.
But Belasco, I have to say,
and this is how it
went a little better. And I think he was a lovely kid. But the Chile, which is a Marxist government, the guy's going all out. I had a report from somebody who was in from Cato, who was at an OAS meeting, who said that the Cubans and Chileans were working hands in hand glove, or no, it couldn't have been OAS. Was not sort of inter-American meeting, and any of the Cubans and Chileans were working hand in glove, drafting us through East Georgia. And that, there's no doubt about it, it should be, I've always felt the need to take a stand on. If we take it from that, if they wind up being as well off as their neighbors, what incentive do their neighbors have not to yield to their domestic life? Argentina has a big feminist group, which really for operational purposes could go on a program very similar to the communist for expropriation. And the U.S. doesn't happen to be communist, but for our interests, I don't know what you think, John.
Internally, it will be totally expropriation of national states, but it'll be on the right, completely nationalistic attitude. Their foreign policy would be a little different, that's all. Yeah. Maybe, who knows.
It would be very anti-USS Perón.
Sure. Correct. Assume, what you get to study, and who suggested even that she gives the vote to the president, making the statement, issuing the statement of policy, a white paper, so to speak, in which he instructs all of the government that as a matter of policy, this government will not vote for nor favor any law to any country that has expropriated American interests unless and until that country has furnished good and sufficient evidence that satisfactory payment has been made. And now, that's basically the policy of the World Bank now. It's not the policy of the Inter-American Development Bank. It's a loose thing. We operate one multinational bank one way, one has no policy. Our bilateral aid is operating on still another policy. And this has the effect, it seems to me, if this, and seems to me this does two things. Now, one, it serves, well, three things. First, it does set everybody to deal with what policy. Secondly, and it's a uniform policy. Secondly, it says to all these nations, you can't expropriate our people. And third, it says something to American businessmen that I think is extremely important and extremely powerful. It says, for a change, we will start a path for American businessmen.
Why don't I, if you agree with President Issue, as I have to say, that pending an initiative view of this subject, you want all of these applications from countries where there is expropriation going on held up. Wouldn't that help you?
Oh, sure, that would be great.
And we'll put a 4-week deadline that will give you the handle.
Well, all the notes are kept in your undershirt, Peterson.
Go ahead, Warren.
Basically, it goes beyond his province, though, because this does involve our attitude toward these damn countries politically.
All right, basically, it's a political decision. I'm making them.
That's very good.
The economic part of our security is
an
economic track.
You know, the thing is, let's now get this little procedure worked out. You see, the problem is that through a naive view that some of our people and it depends on our own disposition, they're very naive.
We've had more admirals and generals in Chile since I ended than in any comparable period, or than in any other Latin American country. Because they've read the directive that we keep up.
should not open up there. This fall, is in deep, deep trouble. And normalizing the relationship with Castro at a time that he's stepping up some of his subversive activities is just the wrong thing to do.
I've heard anything about it. I mean, the state should be filed in court.
Yeah. Well, there's you here that comes out every once in a while. Yeah, hasn't in the last week. But we have this understanding.
And we need especially help. Yeah. Because you've already banned it on Pakistan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but it may be going to keep Pakistan afloat through the summer.
Well, I'll keep the heat on to the extent that I can. All the point I was trying to make with the president last night, he didn't say, hell, what we can do. We can keep our people. And we can, to some extent, entrust Pierre Paul Fletcher, and to some extent, Bob McNamara. But they run these banks.
Well, I've got McNamara, I think, lined up.
Well, that's fine.
His dad is, of course, violently opposed. They want to make his make all that depend. And the marriage would then be immediately after the summer.
Well, that's true. And the way I would work this, John, is that just to,
you know, pick up the phone and say, no,
you're calling me and think about it. Well, this, you know, this is what I'm sure right in the middle of the job, Henry.
Oh, it is.
All this. I think what you ought to do is have a memo written for cosmetics. Pick up the phone and when you have something like that, I'll say, look, if I think this one, we ought to kick them. If you feel it, then let us know. See, we work.
Good.